Episode 351 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, well, let me tell you what this show is like. It's a lot like your favorite NFL team going to the Super Bowl. This week, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Green Bay Packers 37-20, and Kansas City beat Tennessee 35-24. Now, the Super Bowl is set with San Francisco and Kansas City. And now we're going live to Doug, who's giving us our preview of next 2 weeks from now in the Super Bowl. Doug, take it away.
Next 2 weeks from now, the 49ers versus the Chiefs. Who will come out on top? Us. Because this is going to be a fucking rad Super Bowl no matter who wins.
Yes!
But next week, though, is the Royal Rumble. We should be focused on that first and foremost. Brock Lesnar is going to be the first to enter the ring. That's all I know.
All right. Yeah. Now we'll throw it to Kev with the weather.
It's cold as shit outside. And there's no signs of letting up. Really. Go Chiefs.
Kev and I are mortal enemies this week. For the next 2 weeks. I keep saying this week. But we're not. I think everyone's really happy with the Super Bowl because everyone's, like Doug said, with his Super Bowl rundown. There's not a bad team. Patriots aren't in it, so everyone's happy. All right.
Yeah,
so
the Patriots aren't in it. The Packers aren't in it. You don't have the two peepees in it. It's awesome. It's just going to be a really fun
peepees. Super Bowl. The Eagles aren't in it. The Ravens aren't in it.
Right, the usual members aren't in it.
The Cowboys aren't in it. Yeah, the usuals.
Well, Tony Romo was kind of in it. Yeah. Dude, Tony Romo is amazing on commentary. Man, I'm so glad we got him and we didn't get stuck with Joe Buck for your game, man. That's a bummer.
I don't know. No, it's not. I love Joe Buck and I love listening to him and Steve Young call the games. Or Troy Aikman, whoever it is.
It was Troy Aikman.
Yeah, I know. I love all of them. And you get Joe Buck for the Super Bowl.
Oh, fuck.
So, okay, so let's
talk about Madison Baumgartner there, too.
Let's do predictions. Starting with Doug. Who wins and what's the final score?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, God. I was going to make a joke about, the Puppy Bowl, but I don't even know who's competing in that.
Who's going to be?
I'm going to say the score is going to be 24-17 to the Chiefs.
Oh, Chiefs! Damn you. All right. Kev, you going to take the 49ers?
They've had a better season, man.
I'm going to say it's going to be a back and forth. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to go up to, I want to say 32-28 Chiefs.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to go even higher. I'm going to say 43-28 49ers.
There we go. All right. In 2 weeks, we will revisit this.
Yep. And whoever wins that guess wins $5,000.
Yes.
Of
this is Vegas odds
fake,
here.
Fake money. It's all fake money.
It's bragging money.
Yeah, it's all bragging money. All right, well, there's your daily dose of sports here on the 8-Bit Geek podcast where we talk about geeky stuff. So, if you like what we're talking about, if you think we're funny, or you want to leave us a bad comment because you think we're terrible, you can always do that on the website at www.the8bitgeek.com. And you can find a lot of different stuff over there. You can find the different shows that we do. You can also find our Discord where you can hang out with us and other like-minded folk. You can find people to play games with. You can find people to hang out with. We do some fun trivia nights with Jack in the Box.
Nope.
with
Jack. We all order Jack in the Box.
We all get it.
And we get on camera and watch each other eat. It's a kind of a weird fetish.
So, and then we also have a Patreon over there, a link to that. So if you'd like to give us some of your scratch, you can do that, and we're in return, we'll give you some content. We've got the Diner, which is a daily show that we do. Then you've also got pre-game shows and post-game shows. Mm-hmm. And you can find a whole bunch of other content over there for as little as $5 a month. And that $5 goes towards a bigger pot, which helps us spread the word and buy things for the podcast, like equipment when it goes out and when we need new stuff. You guys have helped us throughout the years purchase all new equipment, like these fancy microphones and mixers, and you've helped us go to cons, you've helped us buy marketing material, you've helped us buy ads. So all of your money goes right back into the 8-Bit Geek, and we appreciate every single one of you for what you do. So with that, let's get in some fun. Every week, we're going to take some we're going to take some reviews from Amazon, and we're going to read them back to you. We searched the internet to find the funniest ones we can, and I think this week's are pretty funny. The problem is we don't have a name for this yet, so we're still looking for that. So if you have a suggestion, you can always hit us up right in the Twitch, or you can hit us up on the website or on Discord. We'd be happy to pick the best one. If there's a really great one, we'll probably end up using it. But anyways, Doug, you've got the first review here. Why don't you lead this charge?
All right. This one comes from a Sarah Mock. Verified purchase, only one star on this product, which unfortunately I don't see what the product is, so I'm just going to read about it.
Oh, it's in the title. It's in the title. It's bold.
Yeah, it looks like holy water, yeah. Or what they thought was supposed to be holy water.
Mm-hmm.
This blessed water didn't work on my evil mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is evil. Pretty sure she is possessed by a demon. I spent $9 on this blessed water with the intention of throwing this water on my mother-in-law in hopes of curing her of the evil witch that she is. Well, it did not work. She's even more ticked off than before. Perhaps I should have yelled, "Begone, she-devil," as I threw this bottle at her.
As I threw the bottle.
Or maybe this water was not actually blessed. So now, not only am I embarrassed, but my mother-in-law is also embarrassed. Seeing how I did this during our children's birthday party. And now the kids won't stop screaming, "Devil, go away."
God, this is so on brand.
Well, I know, right? They scream it whenever they see their grandmother. Either this water isn't blessed, or my mother-in-law needs a full-out exorcism. So be aware, this holy water doesn't work on evil mother-in-law. I'm off to find a local priest who is brave enough to rid my evil mother-in-law of the demon that has possessed her. Y'all pray for me. 33 people found this helpful.
33 people have possessed mother-in-laws. All right.
Including mine. No, I know not to purchase this.
So here's mine. It's for a...
Oh, boy.
It's a five-star...
That's for a penis.
That it looks like a faucet.
It looks like, yeah.
Bad faucet that doesn't work.
A bad faucet that doesn't make sense how it would work. And or something to hold a banana.
Yeah.
That's my banana holster.
So this is a five-star review from James. It's for a honey male chastity device, metal wire cage, 40 millimeter by 45 millimeter, and 50. Oh, they come in three
different
sizes,
bud.
40 millimeter, 45 millimeter, and 50 millimeter for those well endowed. It's labeled "Keeps my son from sinning," and I'd like to. Like to bring in a special guest for this. Oh boy.
Oh, no.
Oh my god, I don't know if I can find her voice anymore. I think I may have forgotten it. Hold on. Let me find it real quick.
Is it Olga?
Hello?
Oh, it's Ryan's mom!
Ryan's mom! Hey.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Oh,
hey,
my
Mrs.
gosh.
K.
Now, listen, I don't shops on the Amazons very much.
Shops?
But when I do, it's to protect my son. Now he's got his galoshes and his chastity device.
Oh, God.
So
he's protected for the winter.
I gotta make sure my boy stays nice and warm no matter what body part it is.
I don't think that's gonna keep him warm.
That's gonna keep him warm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be cold.
That's so, metal.
So, how are you boys doing?
Good.
Are you keeping away from sinning?
No.
No, ma'am.
Okay, I need you guys to go to church tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. On a Tuesday?
They have Tuesday service down on 4th Street.
Okay.
No matter what city you're at, 4th Street, it's there. Anyway, I want to talk to you guys about this. It's very important. My son is going through, and he'll be starting puberty in the next year. Ryan, since his father left me, and now I'm raising him on my own. And my baby is my baby. I bought one of these for him to wear when he's not being supervised. It is well made. And I made sure he is unable to take it off without removing the lock. So my Ryan and I sat there fiddling with this thing just to make sure it was a perfect fit. I had to get... Fun fact. I originally got the 40 millimeter. Had to upgrade to the 50. My Ryan, well endowed.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I know it's a great product because he absolutely hates it. I don't enjoy seeing him unhappy, but I do enjoy the peace of mind knowing that he isn't messing around at school or sinning at night. And most of all, I'm glad he is remaining pure for the Lord. He is counting the days, which is 8 years, until he's old enough to join the seminary and be able to take it off. Great products. Thanks again.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, boys, I got to get back to my Ryan. But I love you both.
Check on him.
I love you both. And, Doug, I like what you're doing with the hat.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Kevin?
Oh, man. Hi.
Get your life together.
Thanks, Mrs. K. Man, when Ryan listens to this episode in like 4 years, he's gonna talk to us about this.
Someone's gonna point it out to him that he has to listen to this episode in particular. All right, Kev, what you got?
I've got one by a one Roach God. This is a verified purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Pee water.
Oh.
Oh, fuck me.
You know it's good when he starts off like that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have read ahead.
I love this vacuum sealer. I have always wanted to measure my own stinky biscuits in pee water, and this amazing unit allowed me to do both. I have a little fishnet I purchased on Amazon that I fish my poop out of the toilet with and put it into vacuum bags. Seals them right up. You can't even smell them. Amazing. Oh. It also has a wet seal setting for sealing my pee. This is a great feature. No comma whatsoever. I now can take urine and poop samples with me to my doctor for detailed analysis. I even made a pee pillow to sleep on. How great is that? What? Oh. The savings alone for the cost of a new MyPillow have already paid for the sealer. And now I'm working on a waterbed made from my vaccine sealed poop and pee combined. Oh. 83 weirdos found this helpful. And Bixby just asked me if I wanted voice wake up. No, Bixby, stop
your pee bed.
Oh, you talking to, oh, did you pee your bed?
Yeah.
We can help you with that. We can set an alarm for you.
Bixby can help you with this. God damn
it.
Oh
my God.
Why the poop? Why the poop in the bed?
It's like, man.
Why the poop in the bed?
Who pooped the bed?
It's like a posture
pedic. Over time.
It's like a posture pedic thing, you know?
Posture pudic.
It remembers. Oh. It remembers. It's memory poop.
Memory poop? Oh, I just lay my head there and it stays that way. Vacuum sealed.
Don't jump on the bed.
Oh.
Oh, no.
The bed's muddy. But
I'm gonna tell you guys, this show, if you're listening for the first time, it doesn't get any better with the headlines that we've got today. So be prepared. All right, let's jump into the box office real quick, where Bad Boys for Life came out swinging and actually did a lot better than expected. The studio did not... I guess they had high hopes, but this surpassed those hopes, making $62.2 million in week one. And guess what, guys? Bad Boys 4 is already in development.
No way.
Yep. And they really missed an opportunity. They should have named Bad Boys 4.
Well, yeah.
For life.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots.
They weren't sure this was going to even get there. That's why they were like... And what could you say for Bad Boys 3? Bad Boys 3 movies?
How about just Bad Boys 3?
Yeah, since I did Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, I guess so.
Bad Boys 3, and then Bad Boys 4 Life, and then it's the last one.
Maybe they'll go Bad Boys Too Fast, Too... No, wait, hold on.
No, right? Too Bad, Too Boys.
Too Bad, Too Boys.
No, that's probably a porn. So not that one.
So 1917 is in second place with $76.6 million. I'm so happy that this movie is making so much money because that means that we will get more original films because they can trust that they will do well. Mm-hmm. But then again, we also got Doolittle, which only made $22 million. So I could be wrong.
I would call that an original movie.
Did you hear how the movie ends?
With a dragon?
Yes. Okay. Spoilies. We're going to spoil the fuck out of this movie for you because you know you're not going to see it.
Oh my God. Wait, is this the part he puts his hand up a dragon's ass?
Yes. So apparently the dragon is all mad and pissy because he hasn't shit in a while because his butthole is clogged with like bicycles or something stupid. And so Doolittle literally, did you say been there? Jesus Christ.
Kevin.
Come on, man. Mondays, right?
Yeah. Mondays.
And so, yeah, he has to like stick his hand up there and he dislodges whatever's causing the dragon problem. But, like, that's like the end of the movie. Like, that's how they resolve it. It's like, oh, bad dragon. Oh, I just haven't pooped in a while. Oh, here we go. Oh, now we're happy.
And then credits.
They're like, da 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 da. Porky Pig. That's all, folks.
Like, that's insane. That is insanity.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. All right, let's get into some news because we got a little bit to get through. But first, NBC has revealed the cost of the cock.
They're finally showing what their cock is worth.
It's only $10.
Now, $10 for the cock, and it's going to be ad-free premium access to watch all the cock you want. You guys excited for that? No one said anything.
I'm just... there is a free cock, but you got to sit through some ads for that.
Right. I mean, no cock is ever really free. Am I right?
$4.99 for the for the ad version.
For the cheap cock. But if you want the full cock, it's going to cost you.
Yeah. If you want a hot live cock, you got to do the 5 or the 10. Because the free cock, you're going to get a little delayed cock. You're going to get it next day access to some of its original. So that's delayed cock right there. If you want Instacock, you got to pay that $5 or 10 if you want it. Just unblocked cock. Uncut, as they like to say it.
Unblocked
cock. Oh, okay. Hold on. I misread. There isn't a free ad-supported option of the cock.
Yeah.
And then there's cock premium. Bumble at no additional cost of 24 million Comcast and Cox subscribers. Jesus!
Yeah. See, if you're part of Cox, you can get the cock on Cox. That's cock on Cox action.
All right. This is
for
where
$4.99.
This is what's really fun, is that you're going to get 15,000 hours of the cock. Just cock content all day long. Oh, my God. If this is your... Listen, we've been talking about the cock for 3 weeks in a row now.
I mean, for many years on this show.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the... Just for people who maybe are tuning in just now.
Oh, right. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
We're talking about the NBC's Peacock. It's their streaming service that they're launching. And it's just the worst name in the world.
Yeah, Peacock. So we just had... Just people are just going to be calling it the cock.
Yeah, man.
And it's led to 3 weeks worth of jokes.
And someone in the chat just got it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm so lost.
Someone just got it. All right. Yeah.
So that's the joke. That's the joke.
That's the cue. Guys, I don't know if you've ever watched the Saturday Night Live skit and or the movie, but MacGruber is coming to the cock.
No, legit. I thought you were going to be talking to him. I think you're David S. Pumpkins.
God, I wish, right? I wish. But yeah, MacGruber is getting his own show.
That's awesome, fun.
Right? Are you guys going to tune in for that? The movie was so silly and dumb. I still enjoyed it, but I don't know if I'm going to watch the show.
Yeah, I watched the skits. I never watched the movie, but it just seemed funny. It's just stuff, you know, it's just every like MacGyver and every, you know, PI show from back in the 80s where there was always an explosion for no reason. And they were able to make a bomb out of like duct tape and olive oil.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. Hey, The Adventure Zone is also getting an animated series over on the cock.
They're going to be drawing on the cock?
They're going to be drawing on the cock.
Nice.
They're gonna be drawing all like taco on the cock.
Yeah, the brothers are going on the cock.
There's nothing better.
All three brothers, as far as we know, and their dad are all going on the cock.
Oh, God, you made it bad when you said their dad.
Well, their dad is Merle High Church,
mm-hmm.
So yeah. Merle High Church is gonna be on the cock, along with Taco and Barry Blue Jeans.
Now, do we know if they're going to be spending like 30 minutes on the cock, or is it more like an hour?
I would guess 30 minutes. You know, it's in development at the cock. It hasn't been ordered to a full cock series, but...
I can't anymore.
But yeah, we'll be going to the Adventure Zone.
That's awesome. That's super cool. Good for them, man.
I'm not doing this slow. God, they're so terrible for naming it that.
Yeah, it will never get old. Never. Yeah,
we'll be making these jokes for years, so subscribe now.
Yeah.
Disney is killing off the Fox name, as it should, and they will only use it for... They will rename it 20th Century Studios, and they will use Searchlight Pictures instead. So that's good, right?
Yeah, Searchlight sounds fine on its own. You didn't need Fox So, yeah, I think it's fine. It really separates itself from Fox News, too.
Well, I mean, it was 20th Century before it was 20th Century Fox, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Was it?
I don't remember that, honestly. I don't remember it going back that far. I just remember it always being Fox. 20th century.
It was, I think, let me see, 20th century original crawl, her original intro. Let's see.
I'm gonna see.
Okay.
Let's see. Are you gonna see?
Yeah, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see. Are you gonna see that? I guess it always has been Fox. Huh.
Yeah.
So, all right. And, well, you were wrong, Kev.
I'll take the L, I guess.
So yeah, they're gonna drop that. I don't know how many people want to be associated with Fox anymore. So
yeah.
Seriously. He's just like, we're trying to piece out of the situation.
And then in also Disney news, they are hoping, man, you know what's really funny about this whole Star Wars stuff? They announced that they are pulling back from making new movies, but then rumors keep coming out that they just are making more movies. Because now there's another one coming out that Taika Waititi, that Disney wants him to develop a new Star Wars movie. So now we have him in the mix. Then we also have, who is John Favreau?
John Favreau.
And then, and he's with what? Dave
Filoni.
So those two are developing stuff and seeing where it goes. And then also you have the head of Marvel, who is also developing. Kevin Feige is also developing a Star Wars film. So who knows what's happening over there? Just a lot of Star Wars, which I'm not mad at. I'm glad. But
I'm okay with it. Well, but the thing with this, so that this news broke earlier in the week, like last week.
Mm-hmm.
Taika Waititi immediately posted on Twitter as it was going on, the Fleetwood Mac album cover rumors. So, I'm kind of holding my breath
because, oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, like if he's saying, if that's, you know, to believe that he's saying it's just all rumors, then, you know.
Okay. But at the same time, Ewan McGregor also said that no one's ever approached him to play
to reprise
his role.
That is fair.
So, you know, they keep it tight-lipped because it sinks starships. Just saying.
See what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's not my joke. It was, you know, J.J. Abrams put the poster up when they first started production of the Force Awakens. So, it's really his. Probably dates back further than him, too. Who knows? So, any Star Wars is fine with me. I'm good with it. Mortal Kombat, guys, is returning not only in the film, but also as an animated film. So we're getting a live action and an animated film. And the animated film, I guess, is going to be really kind of brutal. And it's called Scorpion's Revenge.
I can dig it. I'm all for it. You know, we've talked about this before, man. Mortal Kombat has one of the best storylines in any fighting game easily, but also most action adventure games don't even have a story as like cohesive as what Mortal Kombat offers, with like the Nether Realm, the Earth Realm, and all this stuff going on.
The lore has not been taken advantage of.
Yeah, dude, there's so much to take advantage of in it. And so there's so much to do.
I've said this for years. I think Mortal Kombat did something that it's very tough to come up with original characters nowadays. You know, that become a thing of legend. They're rooted in pop culture, and Mortal Kombat was able to do it, and they just haven't found their niche to bring that stuff into other mediums like movies, TV. You know, like they could seriously have a Marvel type run. You know, and it mm-hmm. could be really good as long as it's in the right hands. And I think that those characters, they've got a huge stable of them to pull from as well. They got like, mm-hmm. what, 30, 40 characters that they've dreamed up?
And they're owned by Warner Brothers, so technically they can, I mean, they do all kinds of C universe. So, I mean, hell, throw them, like, open up some realm where fucking Mortal Kombat gets, introduced. Fucking go crazy with it.
The people that are doing this is actually the Ethan Spalding is directing. And he previously worked with Warner Bros. To direct DC direct-to-DVD DC films, including Batman, Assault on Arkham, and Justice League, Thrones of Atlantis. But the voice cast for this is pretty crazy. Joel McHale.
Nice.
Johnny Cage. Okay. Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter.
Sonya Blade.
Nice. Yeah. And then there's Steve Bloom, Sub-Zero. Let's see who else. Robin Akin-Downs as Kano.
Nice.
Kevin Michael Richardson as Goro. Yeah, man. And
Steve Bloom as Sub-Zero.
Oh, my God. I just fucking said that.
I'm sorry. I just missed that. I'm reading it as you're saying it. I'm going, my bad. Steve Blum. Is it Blum or Bloom?
I don't know. It's B-L-U-M. I would always assume
Blum. I don't know, but he sure offers his services to teach you how to get into the industry.
Dude, I get emails about that fucking every goddamn day.
Uh-huh. Me too.
But yeah, Robin Akin-Downs is, I mean, he's a huge voice actor. He was in all the Uncharted games. Pretty much any random voice is most likely Robert Akin-Downs. Robin Akin-Downs, yeah. He's just one of those thousand
he's an
voices.
Everyman.
Yeah, he just has 1,000 voices. So any bad guy, any thug, anything like that, most of the time it's him. And then a couple of actual named characters as well, but a lot of times ones that are only there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So,
anyways,
yeah, should be really good if it's got the talent from DC over there and all these voice actors. I'm looking forward to it. I've always Scorpion's always been probably my favorite. I mean, it's like fucking everybody's. I mean, he's so dope, but and that's probably why they went with a movie with him. So his story with Sub-Zero's is incredible. Like, it's such a good, like, if you want some depth in a story, like, those two have some deep rooted, like, really good storylines throughout the Mortal Kombat series. So, all right, let's get into some gaming news. Where it's reported that GameStop is screwed, guys. Sales were down. Figures have come out. Sales were down this holiday sales period. I can't speak. 27.5%. Fuck.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's going digital. I mean, that's just kind of the story of it. They had a chance to pivot and they didn't, man. They, like I said, there was a time where GameStop was ahead of everything, man. And then they lost a lot of their upper management due to like some just stupid bullshit. And now here we are.
Well, you said that they have a chance to pivot, and I think they did take their chance, and I think it failed with the purchase of ThinkGeek.
Yeah. I mean, before that, I'm sorry. They had a chance to jump on the digital bandwagon and they kind of did. They embraced it a bit, but they didn't embrace it as much as they should have. So. Yeah. As we see,
they are the next Blockbuster. They are the next Toys R Us. They will go out of business. I don't know. They talked a lot about changing these stores into these experiences, and they've yet to do that. So I'm wondering if they're going to do that nationwide or if they're just testing it. But man, oh man, I went to go pick up a helmet at a GameStop that was in East Fort Worth. And I walked in there and I was like, it has that that old GameStop smell of mustiness and like water that has been dripping for years and they never cleaned it up. You know, like it's
you
just...
laugh, but that's true. At like a good portion of the fucking stores.
Yeah, it's like I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Like, yeah.
So, but I was just like, they've got some nicer GameStops, but. Most of them just look like complete garbage now. They look like you are walking into essentially a pawn shop.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. And so what you were saying earlier about them trying make these gamer experience stores, when I still worked for them, and this was, I want to say 2009 or 2010, they actually had test pilot stores that like these were like GameStop superstores, and they would have that gamer experience where they would have sound booths. So like if you're sitting there watching a trailer for a game or playing a game, it was one of those like kind of like cones that just went over so you only hear the audio if you're like in that vicinity. They would have that. They had couches set up. They had like they had scheduled tournaments there like once a month and everything like that. And it was okay, but I don't think it was enough to sustain them. Mm-hmm. I don't think it, I mean, they put effort into it for maybe 3 or 4 months after it opened up, and then they just stopped having like their usual stuff go down with it. I just don't think it worked out for them back then. And if they revisit that, I mean, they're going to have to scale it back on a even crazier level. Like, it's just, there's nothing you can do to bring people back out. I mean, it's kind of like the death of the arcades in the 90s, like the late 90s, the early 2000s, where people are just finding they don't have to leave their house for this shit anymore. So you have to give them a reason to go. Creating an experience would be a good thing, but you have to really see, even like...
Yeah, you got
to
make that shit like nobody...
Even like land party places, like what those places are closing down, like those like internet cafes.
It's just silly to think that you can hold on to the market, because it's just like everybody can just do what we're doing right now, which is get online, talk to some friends, and play some games, and and everybody's informed.
I would also say that like there's people can stay home, but you see a lot of these like new bars opening up that offer game night, and there's even like arcade bars and stuff like Barcadia or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like the reason why those are successful is that, yeah, you're getting people out, but you're offering them more than just,
yeah,
hey, buy this game or hey, whatever. It, you know, because people like, I guess a lot of these like, you know, people that grew up gaming and going to GameStop are now like old enough to, yeah, they could do it digitally, but also, oh, I can go somewhere and buy a drink.
And have
and
some
play with friends. Exactly.
Like, what are they have a, which Doug, I want to, all the guys should get together and go to Free Play, down in Fort Worth. They just opened it up. So it's an arcade, a full arcade. It's a, you pay, like they have them out in Dallas and Arlington, but they just opened one in Fort Worth. And I'm sure every other city has a version of this, but, you pay a small fee, like, 10, 12 bucks. It's unlimited play. But they have a bar and they have a restaurant, and so you can eat, you can drink, and you just play games, arcade games, all day if you want.
Yeah, like I mean, it's a little bit different, but I have a friend in high school that just opened up a place. I think it's up near Keller, called like Friend or Foe, mm-hmm. and it is a like diner, like with like they serve alcohol and stuff, but then also like D&D and board games and shit like that. And they have a couple of like consoles as well, but they also host gaming tournaments, and then they also like do stuff with like local breweries and stuff to do like D&D night at like Martin House Brewery and shit like that. Like they
that's
do,
awesome.
You know, they partner and do stuff like that. But again, that's why those places succeed, is because they offer more than just like, here, come buy a pop figure and maybe a video game. Because it, you know, Xbox tried to do this back in like 2013. Everyone fucking laughed at him, like, "Oh, what if you don't have internet access? No, I wouldn't be able to buy a physical copy." But it's like, yeah, bitch, here we are, 7 years later, and ain't nobody buying physical copies anymore.
Yeah, yep. And so, it like that, those places are on the rise, just like bowling. You know, arcades are back, just like bowling.
Shut the fuck up! You shut your stupid mouth.
He's bringing it back.
He's trying so hard.
I'm gonna create a shirt that just says "Bowling's back."
Bowling
on your back. Just
like our taco life shirt. Yeah. No, but here it has to be a bowling, like a bowling shirt, like a bowler.
Yeah, yeah,
shirt,
yeah. Like a, yeah, it has to be one, and then it has the 8-Bit Geek logo on a bowling ball.
Fuck yeah, dude! I'd roll that ball.
8-Pin Geek.
Yes.
I love it.
Fuck yeah, make that happen. I would wear a bowling shirt that's 8-Pin Geek all the fucking way. But then we'd look like jerks to anyone who doesn't get the joke. They'd be like, 8 pins? You can't go for the full strike, asshole? I don't want you on my team.
Oh, what do you do? Always just split it?
Yeah.
Bowling talk.
Ah, bowling talk.
What kind of weight you guys throwing out there, huh? You guys got that 10-pound? You got that 12-pound ball? Where are you going?
Oh, man. I used to have an 11-pound ball that I would fucking launch across the lane. It would be in the air halfway
Doug,
down.
Why are you looking like that?
Doug,
listen, I tried to be big and bad. I was like, give me that 15-pounder. And ooh. I'd be like,
and then you're like, and then you threw yourself across the fucking lane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ladies, you impressed?
Austin says, 6BB.
13-pounder. I've grown into 13-pounders. You guys are straight bowlers? You hook bowlers? What do you do? Doug, you hook? You hook?
Oh, you know I'm a hooker.
Oh, no, man. I keep it straight. Like throwing a briefcase.
What?
That was how my friend's dad taught me to bowl. He was like, act like you're throwing a briefcase, and you have to like keep that motion. And I became like a straight bowler. Like, I go, like, I just...
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm a cis bowler.
Listen, do you got a high release? Are you getting a low release? I'm real low. I get that leg wrapped around, and I'm all like,
oh, I usually get a low release, except when I was using that 11-pounder and launch it.
Mm-hmm. Just launch it down the lane. What about you? What about you, Doug? How are you launching that?
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Google. Ed, next time I'm in town, we're going bowling, bud.
Yeah, for real.
All right. So that was our new episode, our pilot episode of 8-Pin Geek. Let us know if this is a show you want. Oh my god. Actually, that would make it really good if it did have like a Seinfeld like intro.
We can cover things like are you okay with eating in between bowling? You know, like the germs inside the bowling ball versus going and then reaching for that nacho? That's a topic. Okay.
Bring a glove.
Bring a glove. Do you wear a bowling glove? I used to when I was in a league.
Nah.
Oh, I was in a bowling league.
So I was in a few. Yeah, I was in a few, dude. Mm-hmm. We had a team called the Arnold All-Stars, and we used to name ourselves after different Schwarzenegger characters. And then every season we'd change it up. But then we'd always just quote all day. Like, if we all got strikes, we would just fucking just go Arnold nuts. It was fun. We had a little, like, Last Action Hero figure that had speaker built in, so it would, like, say lines from Last Action Hero.
What can I say? 2020, bowling's back.
Telling you, we're bringing it back. And ska. I'm throwing ska on the bill.
All right. Well,
you can't have bowling without ska.
All right, Kev.
Yeah, but you can't have ska without bowling, which is how I prefer it.
Actually, I'd like to argue the other way. I don't think... Have you ever seen ska without somebody with a bowling ball on the dance floor? I think not.
Right? Yes, I have, because that would kill somebody if they're trying to skank out there with a bowling ball.
I've seen it.
Now, I will say... It's not really a ska band unless one person is wearing a bowling shirt.
That's telling you.
That's accurate.
Like that's fair. Because
Real Big Fish
always
does that.
There's always one. There's always one who's trying to bring it back, Jer.
can't bring it back if it's already here.
That's right. We got to be on like sixth or seventh wave ska at this point. Jer, let's start a ska band. You and I. Just us. A two-man ska band.
All right. I'll play the... saxophone.
Hell yeah, that'd be amazing.
You didn't even play the saxophone. You wouldn't be able to play it.
Okay, first of all,
he could play a saxophone.
I could wrap these lips around something.
That look at him.
And you blood. Don't wrap your lips.
I know you do this.
You don't do that. That's actually 100% not true.
Yep,
coming from someone who did play the saxophone.
Oh wait, hold on.
Doug, you want to join our ska band?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Wait, do you do that? You do it like this, right? You go.
That would be like a trumpet or any sort of brass instrument, but not a reed instrument, you dumb piece of shit.
Oh yeah, the reed has the. I forget. The reed has the little piece of wood that you vibrate. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah, yep, I used to play the trombone. I could play that in the band.
You could. That is
a ska. Yeah. I got that.
Oh yeah, trombone. Yeah, that's huge.
We got it. So Google Stadia, guys, some big news coming out of Google. They are adding 120 games this year with over 10 launch exclusives. Didn't this already launch?
Yeah, but they did like a, wasn't that like their soft launch or something? Or something was, it's supposed to go free this year at some point, isn't it?
I don't know. No. I don't know.
Or like a portion of it, something in it's going to go free where you only have to pay for like the games you buy. You don't have to pay for like the service or something.
Well, let me tell you about the amazing functionality that this service is bringing to everyone that this year which was supposed to be at launch, but I guess it's not launched because it was a soft launch, but it was long. They're bringing 4K gaming on the web.
Okay.
They're adding assist functionality when playing on the web, support for more Android phones, and wireless gameplay on the web through the Stadia controller.
So, yeah, they're basically abandoning their device already so you can play it on the web.
Yeah, so they launched in November of 2019 with 22 games, and I guess they haven't really added more because Google said, hey, we'll share more info about the games coming in February. Cool. That thing was fucking doomed to fail when it launched.
They tried to get it out before the holidays, man. That they should have just stuck with it and been like, just released it when ready.
You know what the biggest problem was? Is that they didn't go to E3 with this thing. I think they would have had more success if they would have launched it at E3, showed off the hardware, got people excited, and everyone talking about it.
Yeah.
Players have spent over $61 billion on mobile games in 2019.
Makes sense. Fuck.
I'm not gonna call him out. Most of that is from one of our listeners.
But I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we saw this coming. I mean, they've been saying for years that mobile games are gonna take over, and the money's there. And it's crazy because a lot of these games are so simple in a way, yet
yeah, but still, this is
drop so much money on them.
This is still ongoing. Like 2018 had. They spent $55 billion. So,
yeah.
You know, this accounts for 68% of iOS's total revenue and 84% of Android's, which is crazy to me because as I've gotten older, like mobile gaming, before the Switch, mobile gaming was where I wanted to be because I was like, I could play on the go. All I need is for Apple to release a damn keyboard, like our keyboard, but a detachable like controller. Please develop it. They never did, even though gaming was like the number one thing. They missed out big on that because they could literally have the Switch, and they were like, "Yeah, it's not our arena. Let's build a car instead." And so, you know, then the Switch came along, and I was just like, "Well, no need to play games on this thing
Seriously.
At all." So, and then, of course, you can now hook up your Xbox and PlayStation controller to your phone, which is amazing and great. But still, there's nothing on there that, like, screams at me to play, like, for multiple hours.
Uh-huh.
So. And let's see. Steam is probably coming to Chromebooks, which it has to be. It has to be like Steam Link, right? Because how in the world are you going to play games on this thing when it only comes with like 24 megabytes of storage?
yeah, seriously. I don't know. That's going to be, it's got to be some kind of stream. Otherwise, you're just playing like real low res games.
Yeah. Maybe it's just like mobile titles.
we got your solitaire. We've got let's see what else. Any game from 1999 and below?
Half-Life 1.
Yeah.
Atari. We got the full Atari lineup. let's see. Much. Valve has shot down talks of a new Left 4 Dead, guys. So. Don't even ask. I guess rumors started swirling that they were coming out with it and they were developing it, but they said, nah, you know we only work on one game every 10 years.
Yeah, no shit.
Get out of here.
God.
Not built. We still make a ton of money from the second one. We're not going to build a third one. You crazy?
Yeah.
CD Projekt has admitted that, well, everybody knows this, that Cyberpunk 2077 has been pushed back to September. It has been delayed so that way they can finish the game. Now, here's the weird kind of mixed signals we're getting sent. They said that they released in the presser that the game is done. It's playable, but they need to tighten it up and they need to polish it. But then they came out today and the devs admitted that they will be crunching to get Cyberpunk to the finish line. So yeah, which they've been they've been criticized in the past for having a really bad crunch time. And they said that they were going to try to eliminate it. But with this kind of game and a AAA release, I don't think you can really get rid of crunch, right?
Yeah, especially a game where they're trying to, you know, it's if it's anything like the Witcher series, right? Like, I mean, B finished Witcher last week and spent 180 something hours in Witcher 3. And that game is, what, 7 years old?
Yeah, maybe
more. Like, yeah, and you know, they're trying to make this as big, if not bigger, as far as content.
They said that the game world is ginormous, and you would think, I just didn't know how big they were going to go with it. But not only you're talking about a city, so you know, I think that you take into account that the city isn't as big like as a game world, but then you go vertical.
Yeah.
And you go into buildings. And
yeah, and it's been pretty clear from the beginning that they're like planning on cramming a lot of like side stuff and story stuff and blah blah blah. So yeah, that's why it's like there's no. Of course you're gonna have crunch. Like there's you because I guarantee you, even as like late as last week or whatever, someone was like, "Oh shit, you know what would be a really cool side quest? Like so we did this, yeah. But now what if we also like introduce this aspect that we haven't done? Okay, cool." So now they got to go record stuff and they got to do stuff. You know what I mean? Like they build so much shit like that that then requires more work and more stuff to be done, blah, blah, blah. Then you're like, yeah, it's like y'all trying to make these massive games, which we enjoy. But at the same time, like you give yourself 8 fucking years.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when this is probably up there in terms of one of the most anticipated games of all time.
Yeah. And again, you can make DLC, guys.
Yeah, it's okay. You can add it later.
Yeah,
I mean, we've seen their DLC though too. It rivals some games like full stories.
Exactly, but you know, if you have to get it out, you know, like okay, well then this batch of side quest stuff is going to be in the DLC that we'll release later because yeah, we're running out of fucking time.
And they're also. They ran out of time, and they actually came out and said that multiplayer is going to be pushed until 2021. So we're not going to see multiplayer until next year, which
I didn't know that was even going to be a thing.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was on the same boat. I didn't know about it.
Yep.
So I'm fine without it.
Yep. So droves of people will come back for that once they take a year to finish this game. Last story of the night. I wanted to report on this because everyone loves Skyrim, right?
Well, right? We did the first time.
The first, okay. Oh god, I thought this was gonna be a happy story, but not for Doug.
I like Skyrim from what I've played.
Okay, so Elder Scrolls Online is launching a new a new expansion. That's going to take you back to Skyrim to fight some vampires.
Oh, that's cool. Are you finally introducing them?
Are you guys in?
No.
You know what? I tried, and I got nothing against it. I'm just terrible at subscription-based games, and I know this isn't really subscription-based per se.
No, it is.
But, oh, it is? Then, yeah, I'm just terrible at them. But I just can't find enough in them, and I can never have friends to play with, so that's why I just don't play it, but... Yeah, I mean it seems like they've got a great concept down. I don't have anyone to play with.
When it launched it was a little rocky, I guess, but they've come a long way and it's got 13 million players.
That's awesome. Good for them, man.
I don't know if that's active or not. Maybe it did go free to play. I don't know enough. Maybe we should, Ryan, can you help us? Ryan works for Bethesda.
Not Ryan.
Not Ryan. But
yeah, the one who we learned too much about earlier in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Another Ryan.
this is Ryan. But yeah, I mean, I guess this is getting a gigantic new zone.
Cool.
An epic new main story quest. I bring it up because I think it's cool that they're going back to Skyrim because people have been asking for it. But at the same time, I've had an itch to play an MMO. And I'm like sitting here going, should I even dive back in? And should I do like Elder Scrolls and actually give it a chance? Or should I go back to Tor? Or should I go and play something else? Like, I even downloaded DC. And then I deleted it.
Like, that exists still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a thing.
It hit stride when it came to consoles, because consoles really helped out, because it was a free-to-play game.
Yeah. And then I also was like, well, maybe I go back to the free-to-play ones, like Warframe or, you know, one of those. And I was just like, Jeremy, you still haven't finished. I'm kind of in limbo, right? And I'm like trying to find something to play. And even though I was playing The Witcher for a whole bunch of time, then it's just really daunting after talking to B. I was like, fuck, do I want to finish this game?
Yeah, but you don't have to complete everything like he did, right?
Like, I know. Like, I'm already OP. Like, my story is I'm level 24, and the main quest is level 13. So I'm like, oh, God, I need to go back and do this. So I've done a ton of side missions already.
Yeah.
Anyhoozles, that is your show this week. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. Go out right now, go on Amazon, go to your local store, pick up a bowling ball. I'm Jeremy.
I'm king of the 7-10 split, Doug.
Oh, shit.
He's on board. Bowling is officially back, baby.
They call me Gutterballs, Kevin. WK.
That has nothing to do with bowling, though. Sorry.
Oh, we're still talking bowling? Oh, no, no. My
Doug,
bowling
Doug,
game.
Hip-hop horn. Pew, pew, pew.
I hit the button. It didn't play. God damn it.
All right. Until next week. Stay tuned if you're live. We're going to be doing a Q&A. And...
Oh, there it goes. Sorry. It's playing now. Sorry. Hold on. Okay. Sorry. The horn came in.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.